Yucatan Peninsula, 1957. Each stone told a story. He edged on his stomach across the circular floor. Its surface had been carved into a Mayan calendar, a massive wheel made up of concentric rings of glyphs dug deep into the rock. Ahead in the center rose a large statue of a serpent's head, cowled by stone feathers, its fanged mouth stretched wide, ready to swallow the unwary. The opening was large enough for a man to crawl through. But what was in there? He had to know. If only he could reach it. He tried to go faster, but the roof pressed against his back. He could not even lift up onto an elbow. The chamber required the supplicant to slither across the floor like a snake, perhaps in representation of the Mayan god Kukulkan, the feathered serpent. Except this current worshipper wore no feathers, only scuffed khaki pants, a faded leather bomber jacket, and a battered brown fedora. Covered in mud, he crawled across the limestone floor. It had been raining in the Yucatan for the past week. The sun was just a distant memory. And now a tropical storm was due to strike this night, threatening to drive them away from the jungle-covered Mayan ruins that hugged the Yucatan coast.
Indiana!
The call came from the stairs behind him.
Little busy here, Mac,
he yelled back.
The sun's going down, mate,
his friend urged, his British accent thickening with worry.
The winds are kicking up fierce. A coconut flew right past my head a minute ago.
It's only a tropical storm.
Indy, it's a hurricane.
Okay, so it's a big tropical storm. Still busy down here. I'm not leaving till I see what's hidden in the center of that statue. It has to be important.
Indy had discovered the secret entrance to the temple 2 days earlier. It lay beneath a Mayan city complex on the central coast of the Yucatan. Hours of careful digging had been required to open the chute that led down to the inner chamber. Jungles still shrouded most of it, keeping it hidden for centuries from prying eyes and the sticky fingers of robbers. Indy read the calendar wheel as he worked across the floor. The outer ring told the Genesis myth of the Maya, as related from the Popol Vuh, the sacred book of the Maya. It listed the birth date of the world as 13.0.0.0.4-awa8-kumku. In the Gregorian calendar, this corresponded to August 13th, 3114 BC. The inner rings continued the story of the Kichi Maya tribe, who had mostly settled Guatemala. Their writings were never seen this far north. The tale told of the birth and rise of Kukulkan, the feathered serpent god. Indy ignored the ache in his knees and continued his crawl toward the innermost ring and the strange sculpture in the center. The last ring spoke of the end of the long count calendar, the end of the world itself, December 21st A.D., 2012. 55 years from now. Would the world truly end that day? He continued onward. Plenty of time to worry about that later. Indy reached the snake god's head and lifted his lantern between the stone fangs. A small chamber opened beyond the mouth, but it had no floor. A pit dropped, like the dark throat of the stone serpent itself. It was deep, too dark to see the bottom, but a whispery rush echoed up to him. Indy squirmed into the mouth and lowered his lantern. He caught a glint of silver, but it was still too dark to make out any details.
Indiana!
Mac called from the stairs.
What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
It looks like you're being swallowed by a snake.
Indy shuddered at the thought. It was his worst nightmare. He twisted around and loosed his bullwhip from his shoulder. He tied the end around the handle of his lantern and lowered the light into the pit. The darkness fell back as the lantern descended. The walls of the well appeared to be raw, polished limestone. At last, his light revealed the source of the silvery glint, water flowing past the bottom of the pit. The hole opened into one of the numerous underground rivers that ran through the porous limestone peninsula of the Yucatan. Hundreds of miles of such rivers and tunnels riddled the underworld here. The Maya considered such openings to be pathways to the next life. Indy lowered the lantern a bit deeper. The river surged fast and fierce, storm-fed by the weeks of rain and the current typhoon. But through the rush of crystal-clear water, his lantern's glow revealed a final glyph carved into the bottom of the river channel. He could almost make it out. Indy sidled farther into the statue, half hanging into the pit, his arm outstretched. The glyph came into better focus. Indy recognized it. He had seen the same carving on the lintel above one of the temples outside. It was a figure of a man, upside down, as if falling, symbolizing mankind's birth into this world. Or maybe it was more literal, a warning to be careful. Too late. The lip of stone broke away under Indy, and he went tumbling down into the pit. His heart jammed into his throat, choking back a yell of surprise and fear. His hands scrabbled against the walls, his legs splayed, trying to stop his plunge. But the walls were too smooth.
Indy!
He heard Mac scream behind him. The lantern hit the water first and was doused. Then he struck. The icy chill cut to the bone, tried to squeeze the air from his chest. He forced himself to hold his breath as the hard current grabbed him and shot him down the river tunnel. He rolled and turned in complete blackness. He fought to keep his legs out in front of him as he was swept along.
"That's what I get for playing with snakes,"